Hey there, how is it going? This is Bill Murphy, Mayor of the Village of Woodridge, and you're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, I Am the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Well, welcome back to the Mike Kara Radio Show, Eye on the Community. We definitely have our eye on the community as we are proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois. My guest today is Mr. Steve Seaver, who is an on-air personality for WDRV, The Drive, 97.1 FM in Chicago, who is on various shifts on weekends and fill and holidays, and is also the host of Deep Tracks on The Drive's HD2 channel. So we indeed welcome Steven. It is an honor and pleasure that you can join me on my show today. And we know that one of the slogans or mottos of The Drive is a soundtrack of our lives. And that is so true, even for someone that, like me, who was a little younger, kind of still fit in that range. So for you, that definitely applies, that that is kind of like the soundtrack of your life as well. That.
Well, it definitely is. The music that we play is right in my wheelhouse. I'm not exactly a kid, but it always is amazing when I find that people in their 20s and teens even find our music and find that it touches them too. I mean, when we have some of our concerts that we've thrown in the past, where we give away the whole house, we give away every seat in the house to our listeners, and people bring their kids and they really are into it. They really love the music, and it's so inspiring to see. And the people are so nice. So, you know, I love that. I love this. So it's the soundtrack of our lives, and it's the soundtrack of kids who weren't even born when these songs were recorded. So, you know, it's crossing generations, and it's a really cool thing.
Okay, Steve, we want to talk a little bit more about, you know, Deep Tracks. I guess the question our audience and myself are wondering, when, as far as the music for the Deep Tracks, how do you actually get this music? I mean, is there research done, or how does the tracks actually come to be in this?
Well, I have the feeling that we rely a little bit less on research with Deep Tracks, because it's kind of hard to research some of these songs. People haven't really heard them on the radio, and we like to, you know, create a little bit looser environment with music there. I'm not going to lie to you. The listenership is not that huge, but it's more fun that way, because people that are there really want to be there. And of course, with HD radio and the fact that you'll find more stations up and down the dial at the same place on the FM band, with digital technology now, you can listen. It's commercial free too, by the way. It's a really great thing. But as far as how we come up with songs, we just take the albums that were popular, that were huge, and the artists that were huge and that are legends, and we enjoy just kind of grabbing songs that you know, we all listen to these albums front and back. We know these songs, we just never heard them on the radio. So it's just fun. It's fun. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to research or how it's picked. I have a small say in what goes on. Basically, I suggest songs that we add. Sometimes I get them and sometimes I don't. But I don't know. Did I answer your question, or am I just rambling on? I don't know.
No, you did. Exactly. And the one thing I'll point out, that it seems like this is, you know, when I was growing up, I remember the old AOR formats, which was the album-oriented rock, and I guess The Drive is partially that, but, you know, there is not, like you mentioned, Steve, a lot of places you can go and get an album cut. I mean, you literally, my dad has a bunch of albums in our closet, but except for that, you know, The Drive is providing a great service then.
Yeah, you know, it really is, and we like to consider albums to be works of art, not just songs. You won't find that in today's atmosphere of downloading on iTunes, for instance. It seems like, you know, very few people will download an entire album. They're just piecemeal grabbing songs and putting them on their database or their iPod. So the album as a work of art seems to, as far as contemporary current music, has gone by the wayside. And it's kind of a shame. It really is, because you know, these legendary artists, it's not just about one song or two songs. And they took great, I don't want to say pains, but they took great, you know, a lot of thought went into the albums and the sequencing of songs on the albums. And we just like to celebrate the fact that these artists did put out a lot of great music that didn't necessarily get played on the radio.
And the one thing about HD2, I guess it's available in cars, which is kind of cool. Again, we all want to listen to the commercials on the drive, but the neat thing is, if people don't want to listen to the commercials, they can go to the D2 station. So one way or another, people could constantly be listening to music on the drive.
It's true. You can switch back and forth. The HD2 is great because you can take it with you. You don't have to be saddled to your computer. HD radio is a great thing, you can listen commercial free to the HD2s. So there's a lot of great HD2 situations going on all up and down the dial. I like to think the drive does it better than everybody else, but I'm biased that way. But yeah, HD2 and HD radio in general is a real happening thing, and it's starting to slowly but surely take hold. People are listening. I get lots of emails from people in particular who listen to Deep Tracks online and hear me talking about the HD2 and have actually gone out to Best Buy or some of the electronic stores around town and purchased. I have two. I don't have a car, so I don't get to listen to the radio in the car. I'm one of the few people in the world that don't drive, but I've got two HD radios, one in my bedroom and one in my kitchen. So I listen to a lot of radio here at the house and up and down the dial. I love the sound of HD radio, and it's a good thing. I like it.
And we mentioned, you know, the internet, which is www.wdrv.com, which is great because now that has actually everything. Then that has all the station that has HD, so that's a good resource to hear just about anything.
Oh, absolutely. We get a lot of people listening at work on their computers to the stream, which is as you said, wdrv.com, and Deep Tracks is just basically another channel that you can choose. So back and forth, you could do it just like HD radio online. Listen to Stroud at work, pop it over to the HD, listen to that, and we're real happy with the combination and the amount of variety on both sides, whether it's the main station or the side station HD2. We really have a good thing going at the drive, and I'm happy and real proud to be a part of it.
And, you know, now with this Deep Tracks, obviously they're called Deep Tracks, but my question is, does some of the songs on the Deep Tracks program wind up on the regular drive, or they're pretty much separate? Is that the whole idea, that they're Deep Tracks? Or?
Excellent question. The fact of the matter is, there is some crossover. We do play Deep Tracks on the main drive that I also will play over on the Deep Tracks station. So, yeah, no, there is no set rule that everything on Deep Tracks cannot be played on the main station. No set rule at all. If it's a good song and it's a deep track, we'll play it on the main drive. But like I say, we won't play everything that's on Deep Tracks on the main drive. But there is some crossover. Yeah, absolutely.
And as we've talked to, you know, other individuals on the drive, that, you know, the drive does take requests. However, as we found out, it's not necessarily a situation, oh, next song, play me this. But, you know, there is a lot of input from, as you were mentioning, from the listeners.
Oh, yeah, there is. Most of the input comes from what we call our advisory board. And people become, basically, you can register online at wdrv.com. And we will ask of you, if you so do that, your opinion. And every time we get an email from a listener, it goes to, if I get an email personally from a listener talking about our programming, it immediately gets forwarded to the boss. It's all the way to the top. Everyone sees everything, and every email gets responded to. And we do take what our listeners say seriously. We do. We listen to it. We use that information. Absolutely.
Okay, Steve, you know what? That sounds fantastic. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we will be back for our last segment of this edition of our show. My guest today is Mr. Steve Seaver, who is an on-air personality from WDRV The Drive, 97.1 FM in Chicago, who is on various shifts throughout the weekend, as well as filling for all the different on-air personalities, as well as working on holidays, a weekend warrior, holiday warrior. And we wish Steve all the best in the world. And you are listening to the Mike Hero Radio Show, Eye on the Community, as we are proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, and we always have our eye on the community. So stay with us for our last segment of this edition of our program.